The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now we're heading to the Antipodes and to Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Good morning, Luke, or good evening, should I say.
Good evening, Pat. A bit of a time difference, all right, but how's it going in Dublin?
It's okay. It's a bit wintry, but we're not going to have a white Christmas. I can assure you of that.
Oh, no, I'm glad to admit that, you see, but it's 32 degrees centigrade here, so it's a bit different.
All right. Now, you have been learning a little bit about long COVID.
I have. Yeah, there's a big story that was worth talking about, really. There's a big study that's just come out. Several centres in different places are reporting young people with long COVID, because it happens in young people as well. The good news is that 70% have recovered after 2 years, and it sounds like a long time, but it's quite a good sign that eventually people get over long COVID. So there's a lot of chat about it here in Australia as well.
Now, the question is a definition of long COVID, because we've been interviewing people over the years since the pandemic, and many of them describe very different symptoms.
That's the tricky bit. Yeah, in this study, they had to define it very carefully, of course, you know, and there's sort of four key signs. Fatigue is one. People feel very tired. Brain fog, which means confusion. Shortness of breath is a third one. And then muscle and joint pain. If you've those four, you're going to be diagnosed with long COVID. And of course, first of all, you have to have had COVID, clearly, to begin with. But these are the kind of symptoms that are common now. And in this study, they were the four that they used to define it, you know, in this young, you know, this cohort of young people.
Now, there can be even more long-lasting effects, which may not be apparent. They're talking about possible damage to organs and blood vessels and even blood clotting.
Yeah, at its most serious, I mean, anybody listening who knows about long COVID will tell you it can have very serious symptoms that can go on for a long time, including organ damage. Exactly, kidneys can be damaged, your liver can be damaged as well, and blood clotting seems to be part of the mechanism. So for some reason, tiny clots form in tissues and that begins to damage those tissues. The more serious part, though, Pat, is brain involvement. There's evidence that the virus can get into the brain and then maybe cause some kind of damage there. And of course, things like fatigue and brain fog are probably due to some kind of brain injury. And the big one that was discovered this year actually was what's called a blood-brain barrier gets breached. And that's how your blood vessels connect with the brain. And that gets a bit leakier in people with COVID. So there's various kind of mechanistic explanations as to why these symptoms are happening.
Now, do they understand anything about the intermittent nature of some reports? People say, I was getting better and then it came back. I mean, is it a bit like malaria that can reawaken?
Yeah. It could be, yeah. There could be a reservoir of virus in the body, by the way, is one idea. And it keeps re-erupting and then you get symptoms again. That's one notion. The second is an autoimmune type response where your immune system begins to attack your own tissues. And that can come in and out of remission, like any autoimmune disease. So there's various reasons. Many people report sometimes it eases. And then after another couple of weeks, it comes back again, you know. And it's a strange one that people are trying to understand the basis for that as well.
So the question is, what are the risk factors? You've obviously have had to have had COVID, but after that, which are the groups most likely to suffer from long COVID?
Yeah, the good part is we know a lot about it, because 400 million people have had long COVID. A huge number of people have now been identified as having had it, you know. And those kinds of numbers give you lots of information. And first of all, older age. So older people are more likely to get it. If you're female, you've got a higher chance of getting it. Asthmatics, strangely, that was unexpected. People with asthma, they have a higher risk of it. And then if your attack is very severe, and obviously the more severe the COVID is, there's a chance it might tip over into long COVID. They seem to be the main risk factors at the moment.
Now, the treatments then, is there any accepted treatment that will help with the symptoms?
Not really. I mean, there's a huge effort going on, of course, because again, it's so common and people have had terrible trouble with long COVID, clearly, you know. There's no really effective tablet you can take. Say that'd be great if you could. Rest seems to be the big one, by the way, post, you know, if you feel fatigued, rest, and that seems to bring benefits. But at the moment, there's no obvious treatments. But as I say, the kind of good news that's emerging is eventually people get over it. If you're an adult with it, you will eventually resolve in many people. It might take months, but finally it begins to sort of burn itself out, which is a good sign. Some aren't so lucky, though, and then it goes on for years. I mean, Pat, we're in the fifth year of this pandemic, remember, which is, or at least COVID as a disease, and still we don't fully understand some of these aspects. So some people are debilitated for 2, 3, 4 years post-infection. And again, loads of research is happening trying to understand why that is.
And then the varying rates of recovery, which cohorts in the young people, because this was a study of young people, who are slowest and who are fastest to recover?
Yeah, that was really important, because this is 12,632 children. Can you believe it? That number was studied. And 1.8% of that ended up with long COVID, and they were followed then very closely. And as I say, by 2 years, 70% had recovered. But the ones who did well were females, again, were twice as likely not to have got better over the 2 year period. That's one group that was identified. The second was if you're from a poorer background socioeconomically, you were less likely to get better after 2 years. They seem to be two big factors in this. And then there's some unknown reason. Because remember, Pat, 30% haven't recovered. And that's a lot of kids, basically, you know, who would still have symptoms that are persisting. So again, they'd love to know what those 30% is happening in terms of why they have not recovered. But as I say, the female, and then also if you're from a poorer background, you're less likely to recover after 2 years.
So the question of the level of your nutrition and the quality of your nutrition may have an impact on how slowly you recover from long COVID. Is this something that now we're going to have to live with for years and years?
Oh, it is. I mean, this is the truth of it. I mean, people have forgotten about COVID to some extent, Pat, you know, but the fact is it's still there. It will cause long COVID. In adults, 6% will have some kind of long COVID for months. In children, 1% roughly have it. This study found 1.8%, but overall about 1%. That's lots of people who have these persistent symptoms. And I guess they try to get through it as best they can. Some begin to recover, but it's a nasty enough thing. So this will be a feature. And it's a bit like flu. I mean, post-flu, you can get fatigue. You know, there's various post-flu symptoms. It's a bit similar. But again, with COVID, it seems to be a bit more common. So again, it's a feature of this virus that it will trigger these persistent symptoms in people, even after they've recovered from the actual virus itself.
So we could say of COVID, forgotten but not gone. But the good news is that those with long COVID have not been forgotten by the scientific community.
That's right. And again, it's a great study, Pat. So many kids were studied here, specifically children, you know. And one of the key authors makes the point, this is a burden on children. And we forget that, don't we? That children, even though they mightn't have died from it, because as you remember, children were at low risk of death. But then 1 to 2% have persistent symptoms going on for months. And that means they can't go to school and all these various things. So again, this one of the lead authors said it's so important to study these children, and especially the 30% who haven't recovered. What is it about them? And can we learn more about them? So it's a hugely active area of research at the moment all over the world, really.
Now, a final question, and maybe there is no answer to this, is the mechanism by which long COVID actually works. I mean, some people get it, some people don't. And then what is it within the human body that is allowing this thing to prolong and create so many diverse symptoms?
Yeah, that's the big mystery. I mean, clearly there must be genetics. So some people have a set of genes, basically, that predisposes them to it. There's a little bit of evidence for that. You might just be unlucky, Pat, and your sort of genes in your blood-brain barrier, for example, aren't quite the same, you know, and that might make you more at risk of it. But it's still a mystery. It's still not fully clear why some people get it and some people don't. One reason being it's so different between people, it's been hard to pin that down. So again, there's a lot of work going on. Try and answer that question. And especially the female aspect, why are females more prone to it? That could be interesting in terms of trying to get to a mechanism, something happening in females more than males. So as I say, it's a really open question at the moment as to why these things are happening.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, thank you very much for all your exposition of great scientific topics in 2024. Look forward to talking to you again in 2025.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.